morning, Lee.
This week we're discussing rentals and solar power, aren't we?
We are. So one of the sticking points for the rollout of solar and other energy-saving strategies has had is businesses and people who rent or lease the building that want to investigate the possibilities of lowering their energy costs.
This issue, while possible, is a hard one to find a direct solution to where the landlord and the tenant are both winners.
That's correct. So from the landlord's perspective, they own the building, but they don't own the power bill, so it's not going to put them in an erroneous position if they do nothing at all. They also may look at holes drilled in roofs and additional hardware screwed to their infrastructure as more of a liability than an asset. Also, if you lease a building with a solar system, or you lease a building out with a solar system or a solar hot water system, the onus is on the landlord to make sure that it's in good order and operational. But over the years, we've seen a few examples where it works out for everyone.
Adrian, would it be fair to say that commercially leased buildings are probably the easiest to find some common ground to? That's between the tenants and the landlord.
Yeah, that's correct, Lee, especially when those returns on investment can be over 30% per annum in that area. Commercial spaces often draw high rents, and virtually all outgoing costs are passed on to the tenant. But these sites can also depends on the economic circumstances at the time, can have a high turnover of occupants with long periods of being vacant. In this day and age, especially with COVID-19 still out and about, there's been a shift in the more metropolitan areas, and I'm probably reflecting mainland experiences here.
Yep.
From having expensive retail spaces that can be horribly affected by quarantine lockdowns and such. Landlords are looking at ways of making these places more attractive for tenants and to encourage people to lease these spaces and, more importantly, to stay. Having commercial spaces that have low energy requirements, therefore significantly much lower financial overheads, does give these buildings a competitive advantage other buildings don't have. There is also the possibility for the landlord to capitalise on the energy production on site with a solar photovoltaic system, where the landlord charges the tenant a reduced rate of energy for the power that was basically harvested free from the site.
Do you have any examples there of the situation with some tenants there?
With that one, so it's usually written into the lease where the landlord pays the bill.
Yep.
He passes on they record the tenant's energy costs and they charge it at a reduced rate. So basically, when you're talking 30%, return on investment every year, there's enough fat in that so everyone, the tenant pays a lower rate, but the landlord makes a bit of extra income.
There's definitely more positives than negatives there.
Oh, that's correct, yeah. So, and also, this is another thing that happens. Some tenants have operated out of commercial buildings for years, and they intend to operate for many, many more. So they just buy the solar system themselves to get their running costs down in full knowledge that if they decide to move, the solar system stays with the building. And we've done this numerous times over the years, but what we've noticed is they usually have excellent relationships with their landlords, and the quid pro quo benefits of having a long-term tenant do well while operating out of their building are recognised as not being mutually exclusive. There is definitely more positives than negatives, though, like you said, as always, and it doesn't matter what scenario you put this in. If you're looking at solar as a long-term investment, quality product, design, installation is the key. And that's where Demas Energy come into play, and because we can take a project from concept to completion in such a way that all parties come out better off, and we can discuss the tax incentives, the lease options, we can do production and financial return projections for our clients. But we're just taking the unknown and the mystery out of these projects.
Then we have a look at the domestic rental markets.
Yeah, and that's the tough one, Lee. Like at the moment, in the present market, you could nearly rent a shipping container with just a light and a bucket in it for $250 a week.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and the supply and demand is heavily tilted towards demand. There's just not enough housing stock on the market. Having been part of this market as a landlord, I've put solar hot water on houses and solar power as well, mainly for altruistic reasons, as I'm a believer that every home should be equipped with energy-saving features. It has, however, had benefits. My tenants just don't leave. With rents taking such a large bite out of people's weekly income, having a home where energy bill shocks are minimal to non-existent just takes the pressure off people financially.
And this really does free up more disposable income, doesn't it?
That's right. And guess where it's going to be spent, Lee? It's going to be spent in the local economy.
Brings it back to the local economy, which is important, particularly this year.
Well, especially this year. And strong local economies benefit everyone.
If we go back to, say, the mid-2000s, I guess there was a glut of properties for rents, say, in the Launceston area, busy putting solar hot water and solar power to make these properties more attractive for potential tenants.
That's right, we were flat out. It was just literally empty rentals and there was minimal demand. So the focus was on trying to get people into these houses, but that glut has long since swung around the other way where demand has exceeded supply. And look, we haven't done any on private rentals since, I don't think. No, not for the last few years, but I think that needs to change.
So what's your message if you're a landlord and you're listening to Panel Savers this morning?
Well, if you're listening out there and you're a landlord, I think you should look at the long-term... Well, look at what the long-term benefits might be for upgrading your property, the solar or heat pump hot water, solar power, energy-efficient heating, LED lights. All these things have their part to play in making low-overhead properties that are attractive to tenants, free up disposable income and benefit the community as a whole.
So many ways, Adrian, that we can choose to invest for a better future, but I guess we just have to decide to make a choice.
That's right. We've got to say that choice is, do we want to make a better future?
Pop into DMS Energy. Whereabouts do we find you?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or you can give us a bell on 1300 502 599. And our website is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or look us up on Facebook.
And it doesn't matter where you are on the northwest coast, you do travel anywhere.
All the way. Well, I was in Tema this week doing a quote.
We'll catch up with you again next Monday morning, same time, for another Power Savers, with all thanks to the team at DMS Energy in Sprayton.
Thank